Hi, everybody. Welcome to the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray Smith and Sandra Johnson from the Johnson Smith team at Indy Realty, and Don Geisler, who's the designated broker of Indy Realty. And on our show today, we have Regal Arce, who is the owner of Regal Pest Prevention. We'll be talking a little bit to him later on in the show. But first, let's start with the NAR settlement. The changes are among us. And most of that, so what are we going to do? We got to move past the settlement now. It's done.
That's you know, odds are that it's going to be fully accepted and put in place. And I think, like we said earlier, locally, our association and MLS are implementing the changes on August 5th. So yeah, it's going to be different. And I know that at Indy Realty, we're ready. We're all set up. We have our systems in place. We have our dialogues in place. And, you know, we're just ready to adapt to the change and guide our clients and our agents through a little bit of a transition process here.
Don, do you think that right now, are you feeling a sense of, I'm not saying urgency, just offensive, people are kind of a little uptight right now?
Yeah, I think angst maybe is the right word. there's most certainly, you know, a little tension in the field, a little tension in the industry, and it's perfectly normal. I mean, people react to change, you know, with angst and anxiety, and so it's perfectly normal that any change brings that about. It happens to be a change that is going to, has been getting and will continue to get a lot of attention in the media. And, you know, we live in a world where people are able to express their opinions easily and without repercussions. So, I don't blame people in the industry for being uptight and and having anxiety. But, you know, like I said, the change is among us, the decisions are made, and now we just have to implement. And so just like any other change, it's just time to implement and move forward.
Let me jump in here, because you and I've had this conversation earlier in the week, but I had an agent send me a screenshot, and it says in an article, seller paid agent commissions are over in August. How will home buying change? Okay, true or false?
False.
Okay, so a seller is hiring an agent. They're hiring an agent.
Yeah.
Let's just start there. So saying that seller paid agent commissions are over is a little misleading.
It's a profound misrepresentation of what's going on.
So I like that, profound,
you know,
misrepresentation.
And congratulations to you for, you know, being so careful and saying slightly misleading. But, you know, yeah, and that's what drives the media, and that's what drives our current culture is clickbaits. You guys always hear me talking about clickbait, you know, until everybody rolls their eyes and here goes Don talking about clickbait again. But I mean, that's what drives their revenue. You know, these sensationalized headlines drive revenue. And so we should reiterate, it is still, as of August 5th, perfectly legal and reasonable for seller to pay listing brokerage commissions, and it's perfectly legal for them to choose to contribute toward, you know, buyer representation compensation also. So, you know, be careful what you read out there, because it is very misleading. Sometimes it's misleading on purpose. Sometimes it's just misleading because the authors don't understand. And a lot of times it's, you know, people trying to bring about what they want to bring about, you know, and kind of manifest how they envision the world. But most certainly the way that we operate is going to be very different. The dialogues that we have is going to be different. Mm-hmm. But in effect, rest assured that at this point in time, sellers are still paying, you know, compensation, and they're certainly to their own listing brokers, and they are certainly allowed and permitted to choose to compensate buyers brokers as well.
With that being said, Don, the thing that I want to ask you is, for the seller, what has actually changed?
So, you know, in a nutshell, it basically used to, the conversation would be mostly, hey, I charge this percent. This is my business practice. I charge this percent. And then I offer a portion of that to a buyer's broker, you know? And so it was kind of lumped into one thing.
Right.
Like, hey, you pay the listing broker, and then we offer, with your authorization, as a seller, then we offer a portion of that to buyer's brokers to widen your buyer pool and ensure that you can get as many buyers in the picture as you possibly can.
Can you repeat that, Don? Because people need to understand that that's the reason why we offer the 3% to the buyer's agent.
Yeah, whatever percentage
it is. It could be 9%, it could be 12%, it could be
whatever. Yeah, whatever percentage that you offer. I mean, it is... Sorry, I lost my train of thought for just a sec.
I said 150%.
Because he said 150. And I
was like, boy, the things that we can do with 150%.
I gave him a look. I'll tell you what. Like, that's never happened. I'm sorry.
Sorry about that, guys.
But really what it does is it widens and ensures that you have the broadest buyer pool available out there. Because, you know, it's just like, it's an amenity on a home. Like say, if you buy this home, I'm willing to contribute towards some of this cost that you're incurring as a buyer. And so it widens the buyer pool in that respect. And so moving forward, we are going to be very clearly breaking down, you know, the commission into, you know, basically compartments. And it's going to be very clearly say, okay, here is what you're paying me as your listing broker. And then separately, then we're going to discuss, would you like to offer to pay for any of the buyer's agent's compensation? And if so, how much?
Right.
And so we're going to be talking about it in very compartmentalized fashion, and there will be no glossing over, you pay me X percent, and then I do with this what you authorize. Like, we're not going to talk about it as one pool that then is divvied out. We're going to be talking about it in very specific compartments about where the money is going, how it's being allocated.
And we're going to dive a little bit deeper next week. And we'll be all real estate, all stats, and talking about it. We know it's going to hit the news hard about that time. And so we are here to answer your questions. If you have any questions that you want us to cover on the show, you can email those to johnsonsmith@indie-realty.com. And we'll get those on the air and get you the answers that you're looking for.
Yeah, by all means, ask the questions, because, yeah, we've got all these changes rolling out. And then, you know, by the way, we have an extremely fascinating real estate market going on in Tucson,
right?
You know, right now, that's changing. And, you know, I have all the statistics and reports in front of me, and just the word that comes to mind is it is fascinating. And there's a lot going on, and there are a lot of buyers and sellers out there. But the data and the condition of the market, it's fantastic, and it's interesting, and it's tremendous, and it's definitely something that we need to get the word out on.
Hey, Don, can you let everyone know where our building is located?
Yes, we are Indie Realty. We are located at 7255 East Tankaverde Road, and you can always reach me, Don Geisler. I'm the designated broker at 520-869-2376.
And also let them know how welcome our office is to anyone.
You know, we just told you what the address is, and we are right across from Udall Park, and we just tell the whole public, feel free to walk in anytime. You know, whether you need to use the restroom, you need a bottle of water, you just want to check us out, you know, see, we really enjoy being part of the community. We really enjoy serving the community. So our doors are open to the Tucson community all the time.
And we'd like to thank Don for being with us for the first segment. Hope he stays in for the next couple of segments. But next we're going to have on the show with Regal Arce, who is the owner of Regal Pest Prevention. He's an excellent guy. We call him the bug guy, but I just call him the bug guy. He's a good buddy of ours. So we are going to be on the side talking with Regal Arce of Regal Pest Prevention. This is Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson, and Don Geisler from Indie Realty. Hey, everybody. Thanks for staying with us. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray Smith and Sandra Johnson. And we have with us Regal Arce, who is the owner and proprietor of Regal Pest Prevention. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. It's great to see the two of you.
It's been a while, huh?
That's right. And we got our producer back there making things happen on the switchboard.
I know. He's serenading you,
He's got a great voice.
He does.
Tell you, I was so impressed.
Yeah, no, I hear him when he's reading the news and the traffic and stuff. I go, man, he's got a really good voice.
Yeah, we need to bring him in here.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, Regal Pest Prevention has been serving Old Pueblo for 16 years. Anniversary.
Yeah, we just celebrated our 16th year anniversary in business, and that was on July 22nd. And ironically, we had our all-staff meeting set for that day. It worked out great.
Yeah.
Had a lot of fun. I went a little nostalgic. I went and put up a bunch of photos of me back in my Truly Nolan days in the 90s when I was cutting my teeth in this business. And then, of course, showed a whole bunch of pictures when my partners and I started Rego back in 2008. So it's been a great ride, 16 years. Tucson's been so good to us. Mm-hmm. You guys have been great to us. You know, when you treat people well, it comes back to you.
Right.
You know,
right.
And that's absolutely the thing. The foundation of our company is serving. We have a heart of service and, you know, put the customer first. And when you do that, everything falls into place. It's been a great 16 years.
Yeah, I have to ask, too, because I met you years ago. And it was at a Women's Council of Realtors event. And I'm going to say it out loud. This handsome guy comes in the room that's doing pest control. How early on in your career was that? Because I couldn't tell you what year it was.
In my career or when
well,
you and I met?
When you came into the Women's Council.
That, yeah, I think that was literally 2009, maybe 2010. It was early. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. In fact, it's those events, things like that, and we still do them today. I love being a part of those. I love being sponsoring groups. So tomorrow I'm actually going to be at Stewart Title. There's a little plug. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm sponsoring one of their events, and I get to stand up front for a few minutes. And,
cool.
You know, I'm excited for folks that are, you know, doing continuing education. You know, mm-hmm. they're expanding their experience
yes.
in their career. And so I love sponsoring things like that, supporting different ministries, you know, councils, things like that, nonprofits and so on. We love supporting people, organizations, and good causes. And that was one of them for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do a lot for the community. And I was wondering if the community, it's about time maybe the community can do something for you because now the voting is coming up.
Yeah. So here we are. Arizona Daily Star,
yes.
right? Get to pick the top in different categories. And Tucson has been so good. We've been voted the number one pest control company 5 years in a row. And so, yeah, we're looking for number six. And so voting begins on Sunday. I believe it's July 28th, if my math is right. And so we're asking Tucson, right? We're asking our customers, our loyal base. And if you feel Rego Pest is deserving of that number one spot, we'd love for you to do a daily vote. You actually vote every day.
Okay.
Now, I have you at my house for pest control and weed control.
Right.
Do I get two votes or do I just have to settle for one?
I'm going
to
say you get as many votes as you want, but you vote as on many devices, right? So if you go on to the website, you know, Arizona Daily Star, you vote. You do it on your mobile phone. You vote. You grab your three-year-old's mobile phone. You vote on their phone, right? And so you can vote as many times on a different device, but you do it daily. You vote every single day for 2 weeks. And my thing really is, to be real honest, is I want people to vote if they feel that. If
yes.
they really feel we're deserving or if we're the best. There's great companies out there. I mean, there's so many good ones. And so,
can I say something? You've always said that from the moment that we've done this radio show.
Yeah.
You've always said that. You've never had any disparaging words to say about another company. You've always said, hey, we all do great work. I just think that, you know, my companies, I believe in my company. But no, doesn't mean anything bad about the other companies.
Yeah, you know, well, it's a community, you know,
yes.
and just like mm-hmm. in real estate, your mm-hmm. community, you know, you work with a lot of agents. I realize that. And you need to work together.
Right.
You know, you want that community, your industry to shine. You want it to have a positive image in Tucson, in Arizona. And so for pest control, we need that. I need that. And so I believe in partnering with other owners and other pest control companies. And in the end, yeah, listen, in any industry, you have a few bad apples or people just don't play fair or, you know, whatever the case might be. But no, there are a lot of good pest control companies here in town. And I always tell the consumer, make the choice that fits you.
Right.
Personality, budget, access, availability, you know, whatever, you know, philosophy, right? And we're not always the fit. And mm-hmm. that's okay. I'd rather someone choose someone else and be happy than to feel pressured or feel like they, you know, whatever reason they're using us. I don't want that. And so to your point, I think favorably of many, many companies here.
Another thing is that I've always bring this up with you when we come on the show to remind people that the chemicals that you use and how diverse those chemicals are and how they are isolated or pinpointed to the bug and not the environment.
Yeah. Well, that's a credit to the industry again, but specifically the manufacturers,
mm-hmm.
you know, these pesticide companies and pharmaceutical companies that, that engage in this side of our business. A lot of research goes into, you know, protecting the environment,
right,
making our environment more safe, and certainly people, you know, not adverse to people, you know, pets and children and so forth. And these companies really, a lot of effort and a lot of research goes into really perfecting these applications, the chemistry. And that's really what pest control is. It's chemistry. When you're using pesticides, you'll always hear me preach everything but chemical.
Right.
But in the event materials need to be used, the chemistry today, the science today is so advanced. And it's actually really cool. I love talking about it. I love educating my customers on it. And what it does is it gives them peace of mind knowing that these products are really designed to affect the biology of an insect and not themselves.
Right.
And so they do what they need to do when they're used properly. You know, so that part of the industry, I think, is really cool.
And your training program does that same thing when you emphasize that people knowing what the chemicals they're about to work with, how they work, how they affect, and how they can explain to the customers the same as you just did on the show.
Yeah, we want to educate our technicians to be able to articulate some of that information.
Yes.
You know, they're not chemists, obviously, neither am I, right? And we're not even entomologists per se. But it is our...
Raymond gave you that title. Maybe you didn't earn it.
Well, listen,
but in Raymond's mind, you are.
quick plug. You guys know my guy, Bill. Right. Bill Lehner. Uh-huh. He just got as a certified entomologist. He passed his exam. He's officially a certified entomologist.
Oh, my God.
Employed with my company. So now I can proudly say we have an on-staff entomologist.
That's at
Rego
awesome.
Pest Prevention.
Good for him.
We are so excited, but... Way to go, Bill.
Bill, congratulations, Bill.
Right? I don't know if he'll hear this. Maybe we'll tell him to listen on.
Yeah, we have to, yeah.
But way to go, Bill is right. So anyway, but back to the employees. That's what we try to do. You know, we try to get them to really absorb the knowledge so when they're talking to the customer, they can adequately and confidently express, describe the process, the service, the products to a level that they can understand. Without having to have a PhD, you know, so yeah.
Hey, Rego, can you please tell people how they can get a hold of you and the company of Rego Pest Prevention?
Well, I sure will, Ray. Our local number here is 520-744-6177, and the website's really great. It's my name, R-I-G-O at R-I-G-O-P-E-S-T. That's RegoPest.com.
You're here with Rego RC from Rego Pest Prevention with Sandra and Ray from Indy Realty. We on the other side, we'll talk a little bit more about Rego Pest Prevention and also want to talk about some of the bugs that are coming around with monsoon season. I got a note to say, Palo Verde beetles.
Oh, big guys.
So we'll talk about that for a little bit and we'll see what's happening, what's going on. So thank you so much for hanging with us. We'll be around for another segment, another two segments with Rego RC. Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray Smith and Sandra Johnson. We're here talking pest prevention with Rego RC, the owner of Rego Pest Prevention, a company, a local company that's been in the town for 16 years, celebrating their 16th year, July 22nd.
That's right. That's right.
Well, that was my mom's 88th birthday.
Oh, God bless her.
So
88.
Wow. Yes, I made her a license plate T-shirt.
Going on nine decades.
Yeah.
My goodness. Well, she's in her ninth decade.
Wow. Yeah. I made her an T-shirt and it had like 88Z and then 8 or GR8, 88's great. And
yeah,
she's
right.
Like,
yeah, trying to
there's
figure
a
that
Z
out.
Here. What does that mean? I don't get it. I was like, really, Mom? Because it's
on,
not
Mom.
That hard.
Get hip.
Someone said it sounded like a sports car. That was she probably thought, are you talking about an 88Z?
Ooh,
what
I
am
I
talking
about? Yeah.
It was cute, though. I got to tell you.
Rego, haven't had you here for a while. So let's talk about some of the best practices that we have. Bring up some of the best practices you think that other companies and your company are doing to help the consumers.
Yeah. You know, I always advise someone making a pest control decision or if I'm in a group setting, mm-hmm. you know, I'm giving a little quick spiel on pest control or, you know, interviewing a client so they can make a good decision. You know, there's so many pet peeves that I have and, mm-hmm. and just what I think is good pest control. But the one right out of the gate, I think the thing that's still happening at some level out there in the community is pest control companies coming inside the home with a 1 gallon handheld sprayer and just arbitrarily applying liquid, you know, along the walls and along the baseboards. And I'm just not a fan. I just feel that's excess application. You know, I years ago when I broke into this business and I was trained to do that, and I quickly realized I don't care that I was trained to. I'm not doing that. It just didn't feel right. And I would look at my customer and say, do you see an insect here? And they'd say, no. And I'd say, well, then why am I doing this? It feels very reactionary. And really, the emphasis, good pest control, is working hard outside.
Yes.
We deal with what are called invasionary insects. That's what they are. Now, certain insects are brought in, like bed bugs and German roaches and, you know, ticks even. But most of the insects, and I mean most, come from the outside in. So I'm a huge advocate of working hard outside so we don't have to come inside. And if we do come inside, it should be very strategic, treating the hiding places. If you're a bug, you're not going to be out in the open to get stepped on. You know, you're going to hide. And so that's number one. And that's related to pest control. You know, termite warranty. You know, termites here in the desert, my goodness, people are amazed of our termite issue. And so I believe keeping up an annual warranty is very important. You should always get your home inspected at least once a year. I personally am an advocate of twice a year, once after the winter rains. And by the way, we had a wet winter this year.
Yes.
Very. And the termites have been singing and dancing ever since. I mean, we had an incredible spring. So I say one in the spring. And then, of course, here we are monsoon, right? So one in the fall after the monsoon rains are done. I recommend two inspections a year. You know, when it comes to your landscaping outside, be minimalistic. You know, a lot of people come from the north, the northeast, you know, the northwest. And yes, green is good. It looks great. I miss it. I'm from, you know, Long Island.
Right.
So, but when you have your foliage, you really want to keep it trimmed. I recommend trimming it from the base up. So the base or the root, right at that, you know, that trunk at the bottom is somewhat exposed, and then you begin to let it grow up and out. So keep that bottom right at the ground level. Keep it trimmed. Let it breathe. And you're not going to attract rodents and snakes and things like that. So another important thing. Also, moisture. Keep that moisture level down. Water what you need to and as much as you need to. Not anymore.
Okay.
And keep that moisture away from the base of the foundation of the house. Keep the house clutter-free around the perimeter. Let that house breathe. It's actually been constructed to do so. Right at the very bottom of that stucco siding, we have a lot of stucco in southern Arizona, there are drainage holes, weep holes, that are designed to let the house breathe.
Okay.
And so keeping the moisture away from the base of the home, keeping it clutter-free, that is extremely important in protecting your home in a lot of different ways. So these are just some examples. And then, you know, bed bugs, hey, right now we're in travel season, right? Everybody's out there getting the summer travel before school. Check your luggage. Check the room before you lay your head down that night in the hotel room. Look at the mattress. Look at the box spring. Look at the headboard. You're looking for telltale signs of bed bugs. Be amazed. 5-star hotels can have it, you know.
Right.
And you're enjoying your 5-day vacation. You come back and you got hitchhikers in your luggage. And then about 3 months later, you're freaking out, you know. So these are just a bunch of different things. I could go on, you know, like how to properly store all your pantry foods, like rice and cornmeal and flour and cake mix and the pet food. And plastic bins are ideal. You know,
there's
a ton of great stuff out there, Tupperware and otherwise, right? You know, Rubbermaid. Seal everything up. You're going to keep all these moths, all these beetles, these things we deal with in our pantry. You won't have that problem. You know, really tidy up your pantry. If you suspect anything is infested, get rid of it right away. So I can go on and on, but these are some examples of good practices and just quality pest management.
And you have a service where people can have you come out and take a look at places that might be vulnerable around their home.
Absolutely. Yeah, we always are providing a free inspection. We look for intrusion points. We look for sanitation issues. We love making recommendations, whether we're hired or not.
Mm-hmm.
But we love informing people. If you do these 2, 3, 6, 7 things, you're going to keep bugs at bay and you're going to protect your investment.
I used to have a service where I did have the inside of my home sprayed. And interesting to hear you say that, because I'm with you. Like, you know, they say, oh, once it's dry, don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
When you have, you know, young kids, or pets, it's really hard to go, are you sure?
There's a thing out there.
What happens when it gets wet?
Yeah, well, there's
again.
A thing out there called the toddler test. I actually learned this in my Truly Nolan days. And if a toddler can get to it, it's not safe. And you know how toddlers are.
Yes,
they can get to everything.
So think of a technician out there, when he's doing his work, do the toddler test. Can a toddler get to this? They lick everything.
So true.
That's the deal.
We'd like to thank you for spending some time in your afternoon with the Johnson Smith team and with Regal RC from Regal Pest Prevention. You're listening to the IM Real Estate Show, where the IM stands for Integrity Matters. We'll be back on for one more segment with Regal RC from Regal Pest Prevention. Regal, what's the email and phone number for you?
So phone number, 520-744-6177. And you could look us up at regopest.com.
Real estate has never been more exciting than now. Whether you've seen it all or you're new to the dream of home ownership, tune in to the I Am Real Estate Show, Saturday mornings at 11, where integrity matters. Join our hosts, Raymond Smith and Sandra Johnson with Indy Realty, to talk everything real estate. The I Am Real Estate Show, every Saturday at 11 a.m. on 1030 The Voice, Tucson's trusted local news and talk.
At Pioneer Title Agency, everything we do is in the hopes of leaving things better. Sure, that means assisting our customers with their title work and providing an excellent escrow experience, but it also means helping our communities. Pioneer Title is always looking for ways to give back and enrich the communities where we live and work. With more than 600 employees and over 75 locations throughout Arizona, Pioneer Title Agency is committed to providing you with the best escrow and title service possible. Visit us at ptaaz.com.
Inspire Life Mortgage is your local mortgage lender, offering a full line of mortgage products to meet all your borrowing needs, including construction loans, a home equity line of credit, and special financing for investment properties with no income verification. The Inspire Life Mortgage team is committed to providing great customer service and hassle-free closings. Contact Jonathan Spurr at 520-247-3610 or John at inspiredlifemortgage.com. Inspire Life Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS 1864389 and 304969. AZ State License MB10. 002250 and LL094830.
We now return to the I Am Real Estate Show, brought to you by Ray Smith and Sandra and Danielle Johnson of Indy Realty.
Thank you for the last segment. We're here with Ray Smith and Sandra Johnson, and we also have Regal RC from Regal Pest Prevention.
The
Regal
best.
RC. Yeah.
Can I say best?
Sure. Yeah.
I know. Rigo's so humble. He's like, oh, you don't know. No, he is. He's the best pest company.
Yeah, they're kind of company to put people at ease. That's what the main thing we just talked about.
Peace
I wrote it
mind.
Down here. Yeah,
peace
put people
mind.
At ease.
And you'll feel good about it.
Yeah.
I mean, really, other than the fact that your company, when you guys come out, the service techs always call and text me. They call first. Is it okay?
I'm glad to hear it.
Is it okay if we come? It's like, yes, come on out. And then I get a text reminder and then I'll go, but do I have to be there? Because I don't think I'm going to be home. And they're like, no, we just want to make sure you know we're going to be there.
Spot on.
Yeah. So I love that.
Great.
But I'm rarely there. I rarely get to see them. But they come and knock on the door if they're there. They'll let me know that they're on the property.
Well, it's so an honor taking care of you guys. You guys have a beautiful place, by the way.
Oh,
you really
thank you.
It's a
so
nice
much.
Lot.
Yeah. Thank you.
The monsoon, it hit. And what I want to tell you is that me and Danielle was looking out the window at the house, and the rain just came down.
Yeah.
And once it came down, while it was coming down, it was like moss or something just starting to fly through. So when that rain hits, does it just bring everything up?
It does a lot of things. So in fact, on Monday when we had that all-staff meeting, part of our meeting, I did some education. The rains are really fascinating because the moisture itself drives activity. You know, it's when you get the humidity. swarming ants, swarming termites. In this case, you have these moths that were buzzing around. Yeah. So the humidity levels along with the atmospheric pressure changes actually trigger that. Okay. But the other thing that the rains do is the vibration. So our mosquitoes, which have egg sacs that were laid a year ago that are just sitting there waiting, it's actually the vibration, that intense vibration from the drops of rain that activate those egg sacs to hatch.
Wow.
And so the monsoon rains drive so much insect pressure. And so that's why I tell all my employees, tell your families you won't see them till Christmas because you're never going home and we're gonna be busy. But yeah, everything, I always say this in whenever I talk to people in the monsoon time, everything that crawls and flies with wings and stings, they're all out. Everything. Wow. So
with that being said, I got a couple words I want to use to you. Tell me how we can do to prevent those.
Yeah.
These insects. One of them is Palo Verde beetles.
Yeah, so the Palo Verde beetle makes the phone ring because they're frightening looking.
They're just huge.
They are, but they're harmless. They truly are. 90% of its life, in fact, you might even argue 95% of its life, is in the ground as a larva, a type of grub, if you would. They live deep in the root systems of Palo Verde trees and mesquite trees, and they're down deep, and that's where they live. And then they go into a little pupa capsule and they metamorphosize into this dinosaur-like beetle.
Yeah.
And they're out for, you know, a few weeks, a month the most, and they mate and that's it. They go out with a bang, excuse the language. Okay, so this is a G program. But they're very short-lived as that adult beetle. But, man, do they freak people out. I mean, they are huge.
Well, I grew up in Philadelphia, and in Philadelphia, we have the river, and we also have a lot of water, and we've had the little mosquito-like things, man. I'm trying to think what they were called, but mosquitoes are bigger.
Yeah.
Dragonflies.
Oh, yeah, dragonflies, exactly.
That is
yeah.
nothing like a mosquito. I'm sorry. But people get tattoos of dragonflies. They do not get tattoos of mosquitoes.
Yeah, nobody gets a tattoo of mosquito.
Let's not put them in the same.
So the Palo Verde beetle looks like the demo, right? That looks like the dragonfly.
No, it looks more. Actually, you can confuse it with a giant American roach.
Oh, okay.
Like
yes.
A giant roach.
Yes.
Yeah, and back to the Palo Verde beetle. It's actually more dangerous, if you would, as a larva down in the roots, chewing on those root systems, and so a really severe infestation of Palo Verde beetle could actually compromise a Palo Verde tree, for example. As an adult, it's just darn right scary looking. You know? I think they're pretty cool.
By the way,
they're terrible flyers. They do not know how to fly well, and that's why they bump into you.
Okay.
Or land. Yeah. They just don't know. Well, listen, they just started, right? Like, oh, what are these? Wings. Wow. How do you use them? Exactly. They have no clue.
And they wind up on their legs upside down.
That's
oh, man.
It.
How did this happen?
We had two of them on our back patio, and I just took pictures and sent them to my daughter and said, this is for the grandkids.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because they're fascinated.
Well, it's
with
great if you
like
live
that.
In Arizona and you can send it to your friends in other states and go, yeah, this is what we're dealing with. You know, so the other one that's out real big right now are millipedes.
Yeah.
They're fascinating. Millipedes are amazing. They hibernate pretty much all throughout the very late winter and in the spring
and early
summer. They really start to come out now. Monsoon season. I was out walking pretty late the other night, just going through a moonlight stroll, if you would, and they were everywhere. And it was out in the desert.
Mm.
And it was insane. Everywhere I looked with my flashlight, there were millipedes. And they're harmless, again, as well. They just eat decaying organic matter out in the desert. But they are just amazing looking. When you look at one, you know, just study it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So I would have my flashlight so I wouldn't have to see them. And you've got your flashlight
you
can find them.
You need your flashlight because we don't want to step on a snake.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yes. I saw probably the largest snake I've ever seen about a month ago.
Yeah.
It was a rattlesnake crossing the road. And another education moment for the grandkids, right? Like, do not touch the snake. Leave it alone. But yeah, he was huge.
Yeah.
Okay, one more.
Yep.
Something I know this one is a little scary. We haven't talked about it in a while. Scorpions.
Yeah. So, you know, Southern Arizona is known for a very venomous scorpion called the bark scorpion. And that it has a really potent venom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so, you know, scorpions, they're predators, you know, and out in the desert, really sort of helpful. You know, they'll eat the crickets and spiders and other insects, but we don't want them inside, obviously. And so, yeah, certainly scorpions, step one, reduce their food source. That is an absolute truth. If you have responsible pest control that's getting rid of the spiders and the crickets, roaches, that reduces the food source for scorpions. Now, that doesn't solve the problem all by itself, but you've impacted them.
Right.
And then, of course, sealing up the home, pest proofing, if you would. That would be the next thing, is make sure they can't get in. Try to tighten that house up as much as possible.
Right.
Get rid of clutter, as I said earlier. Get rid of debris. Keep the yard manicured. Keep your shrubs trimmed. And then finally, if needed, a responsible pest control, right, to push those scorpions away.
So if we see one scorpion in the house, do we have others that we just aren't aware
of? Not automatically. You know, when they mate, they do travel in pairs. That is true. If it is a pregnant scorpion that just gave birth, certainly there's the potential of, you know, babies, you know, nymphs, if you would, juveniles being spread out. That can happen, right? Is it an automatic that one scorpion means more scorpions? Absolutely not. It does not mean that. Remember, they're invasionary. That guy got in.
Okay.
How? I'm not sure. We try to figure it out. But is it a guarantee that there's more? No. Should we think that there might be more? Yeah. Take it seriously and look, but it's not a guarantee.
Okay. Yeah. One other thing I'm going to bring up is the mosquitoes. When we were doing a while back, you talked about mosquitoes and having those mosquito flames and the mosquito buzzards and not keeping them close to your house.
Yeah, well, if you have an ultraviolet light mosquito trap outside and it's got the, you know, zapper with it, yeah, you want to put that away from your home. You don't want to attract them to the home. You want to attract them away from the home. But there's a lot of great technology out there. A lot of different mosquito trap stations that mimic exhaling gases that we as humans and mammals exhale, like octanol, for example. That's one of the byproducts of respiration. It's called octanol. And so these machines release that. The mosquitoes are attracted to that gas, go into the unit, but they can't get out. That's one example, right? So there's a lot of really pet-friendly devices that trap mosquitoes. Again, moisture levels need to be kept low. Trim the shrubs. Have some of these stations. Keep those lights further away at the corners of the property. Seal up those windows. Make sure they're not compromised. All your window screens, things like that. And then last but not least, if you do need a pesticide application, it needs to be done responsibly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a multifaceted attack.
Right.
It's called integrated pest management. You integrate various applications, including sanitation, mechanical, and things like that. Mosquitoes are tricky. Yeah. They're tricky because you can't control what your neighbor's doing.
Right.
So it is a difficult in any flying insect.
I was going to say, even any cockroaches flying, or...
Well, yeah, but
if I mean, especially if you're in an apartment situation.
Yeah, true. But flying insects more so. Right. Super problematic. And thank goodness it's seasonal. And it's not like, you know, if you lived in Florida, I think you're dealing with that 365.
I was going to say, I lived in Oregon.
And it was all year?
It was,
the winters get pretty cold.
I was going to say, we had vector control, so you could just call the county and they would come out and spray for free. So that's bad when the county is giving you free service because they need to control the problem. That's bad. Yeah. We had a lot of moisture.
Remind everyone how to get a hold of you, Rigo.
Hey, folks, it's Rigo here from Rigo Pest Prevention, our local number 520-744-6177. The website is RigoPest.com. Voting for the number one pest control company starts this Sunday, July 28th. It's for 2 weeks. You can vote every day. We're going for six in a row. I can't even begin to say thank you to my customers, for those of you that gave us a shot, still use us, even just called for a question. We're so grateful. It's an honor to serve Tucson in the pest control industry.
There you go. Vote for Rigo.
Vote Regal, for Regal.
We appreciate the sponsorship.
Thank you, friends. Thank
that
you.
You've given us on the show here.
You're so welcome.
We also have to shout out to Indy Realty, Pioneer Title Agency, Pillar to Post, and John Spur, who's been just a staple with us and always bringing great content. And so we so appreciate your contributions and educating us and taking care of our clients. We absolutely think you are the best and deserve
that title
for number six in a row.
Yes, go. Vote for Rego.